We are on Daf Chof Chefs Amet Aleph, middle of Siman Rishon and Zion, middle of Sif Aleph. The Siman is talking about Hatmana, regarding insulating warm things. So we said two halachas. You cannot do Hatmana on Shabbos, even something that does not increase the Havel, the heat. And you can't do something that increases the Havel, even from before Shabbos. And if you were Matman with the Mesim Havel, the Tafshul is going to be us, even with the Evan. That says the Mahagod, the second line down. Yes, some say, Meshachach, if someone forgot, the hitman, b'shaygig, and he did it by mistake, the Dava HaMais of Hel, regarding something that increases the heat, then Shaylach then says, then actually it will be permitted to eat. It means in parentheses, B'Hashem, some said, the Cholze, this whole halacha, Einos, is not forbidden, only if you're doing it for the purposes of the night meal. But if he did that mana for the purpose of the next day, then actually would be permitted to do that mana from before Shabbos, but something that increased the heat. Smarachim begin parakir, the basis of the end of submission of Gimel, in the name of the Shmuel Lekit. Says Ramah, Ubediyebin, after the fact, one can rely on this, as long as he's not accustomed to doing this. Says the Mishabura, Sif Cotton Test. Ramah said, Yeshem, some said, Mishachav, if you forgot, it is permitted to eat. But then same thing as the Mishagah, but did. If someone made an error in halacha, but Sabbath Shemot, they thought it's permitted. That's also called an error, as the Shah Tzina Zayin says, like, just like we said previously regarding Shia, they brought up in the Mishabura, that's also called Ishagah, Sivkat Nyud. And therefore, Shari Lachal is permitted to eat it. Now, Tami Yashem, who, the reason of the Yashemim is this Rilu, they hold that mana, Shabbat Bezel Shia. Insulating has the same halacha as Shehiya, as leaving it on the open fire. Pasuk Mechaber El Birshon again. Sif Aleph Mechaber had a rule. The Mishachah B'Shabbos someone made it forgot and he did Shehiya. I feel Tafshish Mizam Maybe Abala. Even food that the more cooks the better gets. Mutal Echel to eat it. Same thing is Atmana. Namhini does Magen Brama Taz Va'Agra. The Mechaber Svilu that Mechaber holds. I feel B'Shoygi Go Aslech Al Matzah Shabbos. No, that even when it's a mistake, it's forbidden to be eaten until Matzah Shabbos. L'Kach Sosam Adam. And therefore, he doesn't specify anything regarding this. It's only Ramah who mentioned this Yeshayim. Kubakam Nira, however, says Mishbur, it seems, in a necessary situation, one can rely on this Yeshayim, Shabbachim Tzadmikain, where many later authorities are inclined like this, which Sharatin Ayes Taz brings, that he says, look at the Taz that he proves, not like the Yeshayim, and even the Ali Rabbah is Masik, and then look at Primogad Mizmiyashim, his Svar, and he brings his support to what he's saying. However, since the Rabbinic Halacha, one can rely on the Yeshayim, where many Achrayim, accord this lahalacha of the Ramah, and continues this mishabur befrat, specifically mohin this bashkol tzarki, which fully cooked, but lahan bochi with that anyways, yesh mekelin lekamon b'sibzayin b'agra, there are those who are leaning later on to design the Ramah. Okay, and therefore in lachma b'zeh, therefore one should not be stringent regarding this lindi evid, regarding after the fact, but shaygi it was done by mistake. Sifkan yirav. Then Ramah b'ri yashayimim, that some say that this whole thing is not forbidden only if you're doing it for the purposes of nighttime. But if you're insulating the purpose of the next day, then you're allowed to do Atmanah Mevoi Jem, but Dovah Shemais Vavel. Hatam says in Mishmur, the reason is the Ikkum HaShasu Lahatman, but Mais Vavel, the primary reason why they said it's forbidden to insulate in something that increases the heat, the Mishum is for the reason Shem Yavel, Mevoi Yavel, Lahatman, Mevoi Jem, you might come to do the insulation in something that has coals, V'chad B'Kachal, and then you're going to stow those coals, and you're going to be over Yisrael Bavar. But came there for Kimi Shemat L'Tzach Mocha, since you're insulating for the following day, Sfilu, they hold La Yeshem, this, to this, those who say, and it's not applicable this decree because even if the food is not yet the amount of cooked of ben zoy of half or third cooked, but by default it's going to be cooked the entire night, which anyways you're not touching it yet. But they're not going to come to stoke those coals, says the Sharatzin Oizyad, meaning that is even if he does hatmana beremes. What in the Svilu, and the same thing is that they hold the Yashem Azet, the Yashem the Butla Hatman and Smashlik Tzarkai, that you're permitted to insulate with something fully cooked, well, you'll become Ginchat. There also no concern that you're going to come to stove. But in different Mutabaz, it's permitted regarding this. Even if you're doing it for the purpose of nighttime. This is like the opinion of those who are lenient, which are brought later on in the Ramah in Sivzayn. Sivkon Yudbeis. So Ramah said, but the Ebed won't rely on this. As long as Shalei Ruggle, as long as not accustomed to be doing this. Mashmah sounds like Dimur Ruggle, if he is accustomed, but the Ebed does, then even after the fact, it's going to be forbidden. But the reason is, Mecca din from the primary halacha ain la makom la yeshemim. There really is no place for this yeshem, which goes out grow b'shar paiskim. Chaykasim soto he writes that yesh mekin later on ain la makom din really no place in halacha. But in Lindekin, Mishem is not to have these customs in other places. It's only the Yebed, and it's not usual, then the Ramah says, one can rely on this. It's in base. A full top shulchan is special called tzarka, even food that's fully cooked. Us lahatim on Shabbos, you're not allowed to insulate on Shabbos. Have a little bit of a shayin meis vevel, even something that does not increase the heat. And we come back, whatever. Losim kelim ala top shul, to put vessels on the bowl, let's say, over food. So it shouldn't get dirty from dirt. Sure, then it's permitted. That's not considered like insulating for purposes of warming it up. It's only like to protect it, nice and kis al gedera, and like putting a covering on the pot, which says Ramah ba'ain la'el simereish nun gimel, which the Be'alacha says, I don't know his intent, what he's saying to look at the simereish nun gimel. He said maybe what he writes within Sif, hey, that's forbidden to do that mana on the garments, even though it's a double yabish, or for what he writes within the Ramah, that even through a non-Jew is going to be forbidden. It says Mishmura Siv Katan Yud Gimel. So he said, even a fully cooked food, us lahat mishabas of huli nala insulate on Shabbos, even something that's not increased to heat. Come back, however, the Yabichari. After the fact is going to be permitted, Ukanamba Siv Katan Ches, like we spoke about in Siv Katan Ches. Siv Katan Yud Dalin. Says the Machaba, however, Losim kelim hulu to put vessels over. That's not considered atmana. And that is a full begadim shemid masachoyim shalakidir shloit stan. That is even garments, towels, whatever blankets that would maintain the heat of the pot that it does not cool off. Afalochi even so sure it's permitted. Kibin shein mechem lazeh. Since that not his intention, whatever he's doing. Siv gimel ilim dvarma masivim havel. These are things that increase the heat, which are problematic. I'm saying even from before Shabbos. Pseilas shal zaysim oy shal shumshemim. The refuse, the pulp of olives or of sesame seeds, bezebel v'melech, and fertilizer and salt, besid v'choil and lime and sand, bin lechem ben yevesh, whether they're moist or dry. Then you have a tevin v'zagin, you have straw and stubble, zagin and pits, is the seed and the skin of the like the grapes, umoichin and soft cotton, v'asavim and grass, bezman, shesh and lachem. When these three things, that's only when these items are moist. These are the items that don't increase heat, which are not problematic from before Shabbos. Because garments, pears and fruit, the kamfayena, and the dove's wings, or other types of feathers. It says the mechaber further with the ogresh on pishtan, and the waste matter of flax, and the segash of chagashim, which pears. Ramah says hakash, it's the straw that's hadak as it continues in the days. And if I'm an eitz, kishmagar ma'isim megera, we're talking about sawdust. That this is the dust that falls away when you're cutting with a saw. Hagar says Ramah, yeshem some say the mutlahat muslim, the lada insulate air rocks. Abish masim hevel, even though they increase the heat. Muslishchizal because Rabban, since it's not common to do that, the rabbis did not make a decree in such a case. That the tais is the mordechai and really perfectly after. Says mishbura siv katan tes vav. So he said, what are things that increase the heat? This is the pulp of olives, of sesame seeds. Although insulating inside of them, we're equating them. There's a difference between them. Because regarding sesame seeds, and so too regarding all the things that we mentioned over here, it's specifically problematic to insulate inside of them. But if you do insulation in a permitted thing, like for example, let's say a box of wool, kaigamna, similar things. Mutla nicha kupalin, you let it put the box on top of them. Aval al gefes shall zaysim regarding the pulp of olives. Aslanich, you're not allowed to even put on top. Chamim etrei because they're hotter. Mesivin heba lamala, and they actually increase heat upwards. There chakupa la kadera through the box into the pot. Says the Gemara, therefore that's more severe that of zaysim over shemeshim and the other items. Sipkat tezayin, and we said. Regarding things that are only problematic when they're moist, the tevin and straw, that's bein mu'arach, whether it's long, or cut into thin strips. Bezagin, what's that? Hupsalash Yaakov Yoyin, that's the waste matter, the pulp of the grapes from the wine press. Sivkan Yazayin, the meichin, which called the barach, anything that's soft, kar meichin, is called meichin. You can tzimek yefen, like cotton, or tlitcher tzimerach shabahim, or the detached. Soft pieces of wool from an animal, gris begad meluim, or like shmatas, worn out garments. Sivkon yeches sheshloshten, where chashal b'tevin b'zagin gechad is just explaining how there's really there's four, but tevin and zagin are considered as one. that their only problem is Sefkot and Yutes, Lachen, when they're moist. Lachen, Yismin, Tebel, Habi, Yismin, Yvation, because when they're moist, they have more heat than when they're dry. Mestim is a Mechaber Mashmah from the unspecific wording of the Mechaber, it sounds like the Bein Lachen, Nach Masasim, whether they're moist from themselves, or Bein Lachen, Nach Masabach, whether they're moist from something else, Shnei Masrun, they're both forbidden. However, Kamachrim is given many later authorities agreed that Davka Lachamach was asthma. It's only a problem when they're moist from their own inner juices. Shemachamas Yisa, where then they heat up more, Milachamachmas Mashka, more than when it's moist because of a liquid, Shanafalem Mishayavashu, that fell on them when they were dry. Sivkot and Chav, Ksus, these are things that don't increase heat at all, is Ksus a garment void in karmic sauces, Bekizizema, so too is regarding pillows and blankets and sharings of wool. Sharatzin Osyudzayan brings. Now, if they would increase heat, then it would be forbidden even when they're cold, as the Gemara says later, and as the Mechaber brings later in Sivav. Sivkot Chaval, a peris, could heat mekidneys, like for example, legumes and wheat. Sivkot Chavbez, or sharnites, or other feathers, where, but not come with Chilah Kampion, why we pick it is, in the beginning, dove's wings. Well, listen, Talmud, that's the wording of the Gemara, Mishum Dahayim Matzalam, because that was more common. Sivkot Chavgimel, or the Oizas, is a contained Talmudbez. These are very dark, thin pieces of the wood. This is from the flax, which gets shaken off from the flax. They're thin pieces. And some say you let it do hatmana b'sloim in rocks. These are small stones. Shemitzim mehem esh, which they produce fire. Bekerim eisen abne esh. They call these flint stones these fiery stones. This is not common to insulate them. Hainu, that is the holy shchich klal shab mislam. It's not really common at all that one would insulate in rocks. Shem shabshab nakedir because they break pots or shemkal klal meichel or they ruin the food. Avdavishal bom dimbem. It's things that people sometimes do insulate in. Afakav la shchich, but it's not common because when the Rebbe actually did decree on those cases. Because of Mashal b'tshuva, the Mashal writes in the tshuva ifacham, a warm ashes who davish ain't mesivel. Something that does not increase heat. Shor litman by and one is permitted to insulate inside of it from before Shabbos. Only if it's mixed with coals. They bring this, but then the same thing is b'chol davar she'eino mesivel, and it does not increase heat. Even if they're warm, shari is permitted; is not problematic. Some said the mshachach behitmin that if a person forgot said the ramah and he did atman b'shayki, but the mesivel it's permitted to eat. So it says b'alacha. Look at my gram that he writes that davke if it's fully cooked, but if it's nigma b'shul b'shabbos, if finished cooking on Shabbos, it's aser because definitely it's not better than shia. Says the Be'alach, I didn't quote it because according to what we passed, like the Hashem and the Shir previously, like that Michael Ben Nisai is Mut already. So by default, the same will be over here. And the Tesh Shabbos and the, already asked this. People got matrix very much to Miyashim, and it doesn't seem correct what he's trying to say. And says the Be'alach, because Chaimer Inya appears to me that the Binimag of Ram, because Ross is very shvet to understand what he's saying, is not to hold on to the kula on two different on both ends. That is, the paskin in our situation, like the Hashem, that it's the same as Shia, and then regarding Shia, the paskin knows like the Hashem over there. And therefore, it's enough if you make a regarding over here that it has to be at least fully cooked. Just look at the Chayadim that he quotes Osladina like this, Yashayim, and only if it's called Tzarka, like the Magen Avraham. He says maybe his reason also like Ruot. However, Malkam Tzarech says the Malkam is possible to rely, but the Avid, the Shaygig, even if it was only cooked, Kamechem on the site, like the opinion of the Shabbos, then it sounds like a Chokhanatze Shittim. Since I saw in the Be'agrin that he writes that the opinion of the Hashemir is rejected, look over there, and that's Me'ikra Adit. But Kamechem is kosher, it's very difficult to be Machem. But the Ebed, after the Ramah himself, is Samech on the opinion of the Mekilim regarding the Ebed, if it was insulated for the purposes of Tamar, and the same thing is if you forgot, because they're both the same reason for both its halachas, according to what the Be'agrin writes, right? And therefore, the Ebed won't could rely on it. The Masch was Mashi Shlosh and Lachen. These items, certain items, only when they're wet. He says, look at Mishnah Berurah, where we spoke about if it's wet from itself or something else. And he says, Mugen Ram, pass like the opinion of the Rambam that holds that all situations are. So look at the Bach that writes the opinion of the Torah, that he says something in this Lahachm is because he holds the din like the Rambam. It's just the men of Rishayim don't hold like that. And therefore, the opinion of the Rambam to be make a work on this, he says, appears to me that the reason the Torah is that even though in our Gemara is Mesopic, since the Yerushalmi period, but the time is postured that it's us in all situations, we hold like that. And like the Sefer Yad Malach, he says, and therefore it would always be a problem. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 12. Like I said, Mechaber holds that even Bishoy gets forbidden to eat until Matzah Shabbos. The reason for this that the Machmer to make it forbidden Batmana more than Shia, Baruch Shochan writes that since Batmana there's no fire and coals, so it doesn't appear to people to be Asr, and therefore actually more Machmer. Mishnah number 13. So to admona on Friday in the morning for the purpose of the nighttime, it's permitted according to this opinion, because anyways, in the interim, it's going to cook enough and you're not going to come mechata, just like when you're doing it for the following day, that's not a problem because you're not doing it for Laila. Dish number 14, which he said, like, it's the same as the Yesh Makilin Seba Zayin Da'agah, saying they hold that the Aloch Admona is Aloch like Shia. And just like regarding Shia, they're permitted to do Shia on the raw meat, like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simrish and Gimel Sefer Aleph. So they're permitted regarding Admona. They also hold that by the Heter of Basa Chai, it's also included meat that started to cook, and that when you're doing Shia for the next day, as brought in the Beis Yosef. Dish number 16, which on the word of Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Dalad, which is within, and he talks about in Sifkot and Yudalad, that even garments that maintain the heat, it's permitted because that was not your kavana. Now, however, also hatmana in literal kelim, the Shvisa Shabbos proves in the word that Shara Tzim later on Sifkot Mem Gimel, that if there is no space between the kli and the food that's being insulated, it is considered as hatmana. Now, putting pillows and blankets on a pot, the Pinneris Karelitz is that Prot Mishnah Berurah that it's forbidden because it's more stringent than just garments. And even if his intention is not to, but just to protect the pot from mice and some of the types of things. However, it does prove a little bit that his intent in this Atman is also to protect on the heat of the pot. And he concludes over there that, however, if he only has pillows and blankets, it is permitted, they're permitted to insulate in them because ultimately, it's not totally obvious that his intention is to do hatmana. In dish number 17, to do hatmana of a tavshel because of mice, and something that's mice of hevel. Shlomo Zalman writes that even if his intention is not to protect the heat, it's going to be forbidden. However, to put garments on the pot that's on the fire in a situation that the garments don't increase the heat only because of the fire, as Bern Shochanach later on said Ches, it's possible that it'd be permitted. However, in another place he writes, actually, it's permitted to do hatmana of the tashel because of mice. So similarly, even by assuming there's mice of havel. Dish number 18, like we said, because since it was not as kavana, it was going to be permitted to put on top of a pot a designated cover. Moshe writes in Tribus 6, Moshe, it's permitted even when his intention is actually to protect the heat. Because since he has to cover it also for other things, for example, that it shouldn't fall, or dirt shouldn't fall into, or some things like that, that's the tzura, that's the form of how you protect the food in the pot. And therefore, it doesn't look like you're doing a Maisat Mana. The words of Mishnah Berurah only where you're covering the pot with something that's not designated as a covering, where if your intention is to protect the heat, so then that would be forbidden because that would be, it would look like as if it's being done for the purpose of Atmana. Now, regarding covering a food item that's on the Kira with aluminum foil, so Mishnah writes, Nigris Mishnah, that is considered like hatmana. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman writes that it's considered like just a covering of a pot, and it's not considered like hatmana. That's a bit of a yashiv. And look at Tribus Micha Shlema over there in the Ha'ara, that else Shlomo Zalman writes that it's not permitted only if his intention with wrapping it is to stop the food from disintegrating. So that since the wrapping is not known to add on or to protect the heat, that means it wasn't made for that purpose. And also, it's literally connected to the food item. So that would not be the hatmana that Chazal had said forbidden. Now, if a food item that's wrapped with something that's itself fit to eat, for example, let's say the skin of a bird or similar things like that, the opinion of Nisik or Ellis is that that's not considered as hatmana because everything's fit to eat and he adds on. Also, egg with its shell is considered like a meichel. It's not considered being during hatmana of a eichel in the kli. In dish number 20, Pinchas Nish is also that one could be meichel by a tavshosh that was in the bashma of Yom Kamechel in Dusoy, like the way the Be'alocha said, not like it's only for Nogat of Ram. And the Prime can say, adds on, it wasn't clear if the Chaz Nish was meichel even in what's called Shaloi B'makam HaTzarech, but definitely B'makam HaTzarech. He was going to be Mekel like the way the Bihalacha said. In Dishur 22, Chaz Nish wrote that to be Machmer, like the pin of the Hashem that they hold, not to Hatmana in hot ashes, only if the ashes are cooled down before it got dark, even by Ben Hashmashes, it's still going to be warm, then one could be Mekel.